Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Husky Hixie here again.
Avec Véronica.
Welcome to that sad but still magical day when the glitter and sparkling lights of Christmas have to be extinguished for another year. And it's cold, so the new year has not really got underway, culturally speaking. Most pantomimes in London ended their run this last weekend, and all the costumes from the pantos around the country have been packed away and lorried up to a vast depot in Scotland, where they'll be pressed and repurposed to be used for another show next time. Mending and repairing was what the tapestry-weaving mother of the great French-American artist Louise Bourgeois did. Well, we can now find out a lot more about this highly original artist who lived till she was 98. Yes, the one who built the mega huge steel spiders. Because she's the subject of a brand new biography written by someone who knew her very well, Marie-Laure Bernadac, and it's been beautifully translated into English. So, Louise Bourgeois, what a name to have in the first place, was born on Christmas Day 1911 in Paris. She was the middle child of three, was bright and cute, born into a world of tapestries. Her grandmother restored them and sold them. Her grandfather was a granite cutter. Her parents dealt in antiques and tapestries, all of which sounds the ideal setting for a future artist to develop her skills. Trouble was, it wasn't all plain sailing. She had a love-hate relationship with her dad after she found out that he'd had a long affair with the children's English nanny. So far, so very predictable. But she certainly felt that she was being overlooked by a father who had other fish to fry. At one point, she studied religion and then maths before finally deciding on art as her path in life. At 27, she met an American art historian, and 19 days later, they were married and bound for New York, which sounds so romantic. There she started to practice her art and became part of the great avant-garde movement of the 20th century. But she also wanted to have children. And afraid of not being fertile, she was one of the early advocates of taking her temperature and tracking her menstrual cycle. As it is, she and her husband Robert Goldwater adopted a boy. And then, as often happens, had two subsequent boys unaided. And at 70, she was finally given a retrospective by the Museum of Modern Art in New York. The book is called Knife Woman. It's published by Yale Books, and it gives you a real insight into her career that spanned some seven decades. It included painting, drawing, printing, and performance, but she's best known for her sculptures, which range from the intimate to the monumental. And what could be more monumental than her giant spider, which Tate housed a few years ago, and it's currently on view at the Guggenheim in Bilbao if you fancy a trip through the Basque Country. Her work is deeply personal, with frequent references to childhood memories, particularly of her unfaithful father and her loving but complicit mother. So what about that giant spider? What does it mean? Maman, as it's called, is over 9 feet tall. It was intended as a tribute to her mother, who was a weaver, like a spider. The silk of a spider is used both to construct cocoons and to bind prey. It embodies both strength and fragility, though hovering ominously on legs like Gothic arches that act both as a cage and as a protective lair to a sack full of eggs perilously attached. She provokes both awe and fear, yet her massive height, improbably balanced on very slender legs, conveys an almost poignant vulnerability. Salvador Dali must surely have been a fan, or vice versa. Talking of women who find out things about their dads they wish they hadn't, you might try watching Asura on Netflix. It's a stylish Japanese thriller set in Tokyo and follows the lives of four sisters who discover that their aging father has been leading a parallel existence with another young woman and child. 'Twas ever thus, but well worth watching.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com